This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. A couple of months ago, around Christmas time, I got the urge to reread A Christmas Carol, the famous 1843 story by Charles Dickens. You probably know this story. It has never been out of print, and the story has been adapted many times for film, stage, opera, and other media. It's the story of the elderly miser Ebenezer Scrooge, and it takes place on a cold Christmas Eve in London. If you've forgotten the story, Scrooge is a hateful, selfish person. He's cruel to his overworked, underpaid clerk, Bob Cratchit. He refuses to give money to men seeking a charitable contribution, and he refuses his nephew's invitation to come for Christmas dinner. But the night of Christmas Eve, Scrooge is visited by the ghost of his former business partner, Jacob Marley. And because of Marley's intervention to try to save Scrooge's soul, Scrooge is visited in turn by the spirits of Christmas past, Christmas present, and Christmas yet to come. These spirits show him scenes from his life and others' lives, and the experience utterly transforms Scrooge into a kind, generous man. This is a wonderful story. If you've never actually read it, I highly recommend it. I've read it many times, but this time I was struck by a fleeting passage that had never caught my notice before. It happens during the second visit. When the ghost of Christmas present appears, it's described as a glorious, gorgeous figure of abundance, cheery and bright. During the time that Scrooge spends with the ghost of Christmas present, they visit Bob Cratchit's family and Scrooge sees Tiny Tim, one of the most famous characters in the story. I remembered that part. But I'd forgotten another episode during that spirit's visit, just before it leaves Scrooge. Scrooge is looking at the spirit's beautiful robes, and he sees a foot or a claw protruding from its clothing, and he asks what it is. And here's the conversation that follows. I'm going to read a slightly abridged version. From the foldings of its robes, it brought two children, wretched, abject, frightful, hideous, miserable. They knelt down at its feet and clung upon the outside of its garment. "Oh, man, look here. Look, look down here," exclaimed the ghost. They were a boy and girl, yellow, meager, ragged, scowling, wolfish, but prostrate too in their humility. Where graceful youth should have filled their features out and touched them with its freshest tints, a stale and shriveled hand, like that of age, had pinched and twisted them and pulled them into threads. Where angels might have sat enthroned, devils lurked and glared out menacing. Scrooge started back, appalled. "Spirit, are they yours?" Scrooge could say no more. "They are man's," said the spirit, looking down upon them, "and they cling to me, appealing from their fathers. This boy is ignorance. This girl is want. Beware them both, and all of their degree, but most of all, Beware this boy. When I read this passage, I paused to think about the argument that Dickens is making. He's saying that of ignorance and want, we should fear ignorance more. I think that even a few years ago, I would have disagreed. I would have thought that we should worry more about want. But now I agree. I think we should fear ignorance more. What do you think? If you haven't read the story, you really should. It's an exciting, thought-provoking, and hopeful story. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.